that was formed. It's very small. It was six or eight buildings. It's a site that had, they did, it was a mill. I'm not sure what the mill was for, but it was a mill, and they had people working there. They had, obviously, at the time, you know, slaves in this. This was back in the early 1800s, I guess, or mid-1800s. And that town is went defunct, I don't know, maybe in the early 1900s. And it's laid there dormant for forever, as far as I know, but it's still, the foundations are there. And there's a lot of a woods area that's been cleared, so you can actually access all of these foundations. There's one, two, three, four houses, the mill, and then I think it was a servant's quarters, very small, that was in front. Actually, the stairs are still in one of the buildings. Anyway, that's the setting in Friendship, New Jersey. We had found out about this, and we were going to do the hunt there, and we got everybody together because we've done previous hunts. So we put about an extra 10 people together, including myself and my team, which consists of four people, including Garrett, my son. And we got all our equipment ready, and we brought everybody out there. Now, Brandon, my son, had brought his girlfriend with him that she was, according to her, she could feel things, you know. She was a little receptive to stuff like that. And she had been along with us also, looking to do this hunt with us. Anyway, we get there. This is probably about 10 o'clock at night or so. We set up the equipment, and we start working the foundations one at a time. Basically, we do it, if you've watched Ghost Hunters, it's basically the same thing. It's always the same thing. You go into the foundations or wherever you're working, house or whatever you're working, and you ask questions. You know, is there anybody here? Then you wait. You have to be quiet. You watch your K2 EMFs. You know, we have, EMF equipment, numerous ones. And we run them until we get some kind of a signal. Now, you'll get stray signals sometimes, obviously, because that's just how it is. They pick up RF or any kind of RF, actually. And you get some various hits on them, and then they stop, you know. And you got to kind of take a look at them and decide what is just a random hit or what is a hit to a question that you're asking. Anyway, we worked two foundations, and nothing was happening. As we were working these two foundations, Brandon's girlfriend, whom I forgot her name, actually was standing outside the foundation, and she was wandering around in the field, and I'm going, somebody see where she went. I don't know what she's doing. She's like wandering around in the field. I don't want her to fall into one of these foundations. Brandon went out to get her and came back without her, and he said to me, she feels something. She's walking over towards the woods by herself. I said, well, you don't want her just walking into the woods by herself. I said, you know, we'll lose her out here. We're in the middle of nowhere. I said, let's jump out of here. We'll go see what's going on. We caught up to her, and she's walking up a road next to the foundations, probably about an eighth of a mile up this sandy road. This is a woods road. And she's staring off into the woods. She says, I feel like I want to go that way, out into the woods. I said, well, we have to find a way through there because there's a lot of brambles, and, you know, it's not an easy path to get out into where she wanted to go. So I said, let me go first, since I've been walking around in the woods all my life. And I got my flashlight, and I took her. She went in back of me, and she told me which way to go, left, right, or this, that, or the other thing. So I started blazing the bushes there, and with her in back of me, and she says, up ahead, up ahead, up ahead. And I walked into the woods, and when I got to this clearing, not quite even a big clearing, a very small clearing, was a tree that did not fit. It did not fit the area. This tree, I guess probably Frank knows because he lives in the same basic, you know, pine barrens that we live in. This tree, you could take four people hold their arms together, and you still couldn't touch the other person's arms. This is how big this tree was. This tree was gigantic. I don't know how big around it was, but it was huge. Out in the middle of nowhere now. This is out in the middle of the woods. And it was very odd. We didn't know what it was. But we decided that she says, yeah, I feel like this could be a place to, you know, to do the haunt, to do the hunt. So I said, all right, let's set the equipment up. So we set the equipment up. We have another 10 people following us now because, you know, everybody's coming to, a lot of people just want to see what's going on. They come along to see, you know, how it's done or whatever, and they think they want to be there. So we have people wandering around the woods now, getting lost. We're trying to recongregate everybody into one area. Everybody obviously took a different path because they thought they knew better. We finally got everybody back into order, and then we started. Joey and I, my one team member, set up our K2s, and we started asking questions, you know, the normal questions. Is there anybody here with us? You wait. Is anybody here with us? You ask two or three times and see if you get a hit. You get nothing. And then you wait. You just sit and try to be quiet for a little while till you see anything on the meter. And my EMF meter went off. I got a couple of blips on the EMF meter. So I asked Joey, I said, did you see anything on yours? He goes, no, I didn't see anything. I was about 10 feet away from him at the time. I said, well, let's start asking some questions. Are you a male or a female? Nothing. And then we explain to him, if your yes is one, no is two. If you light the lights up, please light the lights up on the meter, the EMF meter. Nothing. We continued this for about 20 minutes and got a couple of little blips, but nothing interesting. Finally, I told Joey, I said, let's take the EMF meters. We'll lean them against a tree next to each other. Like about 5 feet, 6 feet apart. That's how big this tree was. We leaned the K2s up against the tree, and we started asking questions. Nothing. Finally, I got to the point where I was like, well, maybe this is a spirit or whatever that might not want us here. So I'm going to have to ask the big question. Now, you always have to, if you're out, you always have to have respect for whatever you're doing. And if whatever it is does not want you there. They don't want you there. That's it, period. You either leave or you continue, and then you pay the consequences, whatever they may be. I finally said, if there's anybody here and you don't want us to be here, please light up the meters. No sooner than I said that, both of them, full scale, right to the pin, flashing incredibly fast, right to the pin. People started screaming in the back of us, and they ran into the woods. It actually answered us. It did not want us to be there. And that was the first time we got such an aggressive response. It's very hard to light these meters up, even with a lot of power, with the stations or whatever, if you're transmitting and stuff. It's very hard to light them up, but that thing went right to the pin, both of them, and we left. That was it for them. But that was one instance where we got a very large hit on the EMFs, and we were told to leave. Now, that's the first one. So there's another story, and I'll let you know about that one in a little bit. But that's the first one. So we got a response, and the response was, go.
Jeez. Oh, man. Great job.